Hello and welcome to another free tarot reading brought to you by The Woke Way at Work. My name is RJ and I'm your tarot reader for today. This is for March 1 to 16, 2020 for Taurus, Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, or if you have Taurus anywhere in your chart or cross-watching for a significant Taurus in your life, this reading may have a message for you. Please remember that all readings are general and for entertainment purpose only, with a tolerance of plus minus 6 months, and given the nature of tarot reading, energies and roles may be reversed, so switch them as needed. Any advice regarding your health, your career, finances, relationships must be taken with a grain of salt and discussed with a professional as appropriate. And also, if you need a more in-depth personal reading with me, feel free to book one at thewokeway.org. All necessary links can be found in the description box below this video. Thank you so much for liking, disliking, commenting, and sharing this video. There's more where this came from, so subscribe now if you feel called to do so, alright? Okay, so Taurus, let's go and check up what's happening for you in March. Okay, I'm doing a 4-card spread for March, first half. So we'll just look into like a sneak peek of the situation around March. Obstacles, if any, suggestions on how to overcome those obstacles, and the outcome. Possible outcome. All right. Spirit messages, please, for Taurus. 4-card spread that I just talked about. Alrighty, Taurus. Wow. Okay. So for you, Taurus, around this time, well, not this time, but March, first half of March, okay? The situation would have an air of, okay, first of all, maybe you have Aries somewhere in your chart. And if you do have Aries, please check the Aries reading, because I also have this card, the first one, the 5 of Cups here. I also have that in the Aries reading. So it's most likely, or more like, it's likely that you have a connection with that reading as well. Okay, so anyway, around March, you will have this feeling similar to Aries, where they're being difficult with themselves. I don't know if it's because, you know, you're just a few months close to your birthday, or you went to a party and someone, you know, didn't notice you, or you felt alone in this party. You know how, you know, sometimes you go to parties but we don't really know anybody there, or we're just like a fly on the wall. Is that how they say it? Like a wallflower. Everyone's dancing and no one's inviting us to dance or something like that. Like that sort of thing. Yeah, so maybe that's it. Or maybe you did something at a party or will do something at a party that you might regret. Okay, so hopefully that's not what's going to happen. But, you know, anything can happen if you think about it. So just be careful. If you're about to attend, do you have a scheduled party to attend to around first week, second week, or first half of March? Just be careful, because it tells me there's a possibility that there's something in there that will happen or that you'll do that you may regret. And this is not a minor regret. This is something like something major, something that might take you a while to forget or get over. Because, you know, 5 of Cups is really sad when you think about it. So, yeah, that's one. Or just, you know, I feel like for others of you, you dread going to events in the first place, parties and all that stuff, but you would go anyway and you would be unhappy anyway. So, you know, if that's the case for you, it's just kind of like an indication right now as I'm reading it, that if you know that you're not going to be happy at a party, I mean, don't go anymore, right? I mean, why? Right? So, well, it's always up to you, but this is just telling me that don't try to fit in. There's no reason for you to try to fit in. If you feel like you don't fit in a scene or a party or whatever, you'll just give yourself a hard time if you do that, okay? Now, overall in your life, around March, this could just mean really a lot of thinking about past mistakes, really, is what surrounds your energy. It's very similar to Aries, really. So you probably have very strong Aries somewhere in your chart. But that's not even the obstacle yet, because that's just the situation around first half of March. Sure, you'll be sad. Sure, you'll be thinking about past mistakes. Sure, you might think about something that you have done at a party that you regret. But the obstacle isn't there. The obstacle is actually in balancing something. So whether this is your finances or your work or two relationships or something like that. But the thing that I see here that would be challenging for you around March is that it looks like you are balancing something right now that has this very, 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 I can't stress it enough, delicate balance. It's an extremely delicate balance where if you make just the slightest mistake, something is going to drop, something's going to fall. I don't know if you're a bartender and you make those like amazing tricks or you do juggling. Or you do some sort of magic, or you're a performer, or something. But there is something here, or maybe you are a chemist, or you do some kind of work that is sensitive. It doesn't have to be with an item. It could be concepts and ideas as well. But whatever it is that you're working on, it's very sensitive. Could be sensitive information, you know, sensitive data, whatever. But it involves a lot of concentration on your part, a lot of dedication, a lot of focus. Because if you get out of focus for just a little bit, or you get distracted for a little bit, something just might, you know, it will damage the whole thing, the whole system or whatever. So whatever it is that you are working on, okay, in whatever field you work on, even if it's your business, watch out, because your challenge for March would be guarding something that seems to be very delicate. And there's a tendency for you to not to be distracted. That's not even the thing that I see here. The thing is, you're not distracted. You're still focused, but something just hops on in what you're doing, and it invades your area, invades your space, and you just don't have... this is something you don't anticipate, so you don't have enough distance. I don't know why I'm saying this, but just when it happens, just let me know. But you don't anticipate the distance that this, whatever this is, you probably miscalculate or something, overestimate or underestimate something, and it's going to affect what you're doing, okay? It feels like a monkey wrench being thrown at whatever you're doing, okay? Or having the rug under your feet, you know, suddenly pulled away from you or something like that. But this is a warning, because this is the obstacle, right? This is a warning for you to be very vigilant about what you're doing, because there's a tendency for that sort of thing to happen. This even feels like a minor lab accident where, let's say, you break something. But the thing is, while the accident itself is mild, I think the repercussions of it is not so mild. Hopefully you're not working at the CDC and or at a level 4 laboratory handling, you know, biochemical weapons or something, because that would be very scary. I mean, the accident that is just like little chemical that gets, you know, thrown on the ground or on the floor, but it's a major thing, right? The aftermath of that. So hopefully that's not the case. But, you know, it doesn't have to be like that. It could be any other situation you're dealing with. Again, I said it could be your business. You're handling your finances, you know. Maybe your business is just doing, you know, just right. And if you overspend just a little bit, it will put your business in the red or something like that. Something that you have to be really careful about, okay? And do not lose your focus, your eyes on the price. Is the message I'm getting here. Now, the other suggestion I'm getting here is for you to be innovative, be more creative with how you handle things around March. There's a need for you to be creative at something. If you may be doing something the same way again and again for so long, because, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? But, you know, even that can get boring. And in this day and age, people want variety, they want something different, and monotony kills sometimes, right? So you're being asked here to do something creative, like put a twist to whatever it is that you're doing. I don't know if you're a dancer or something. There's something about the moves that you have to make, that you make it more more modern, different, edgier, or something like that. But depending on whatever field you're working on, or however, you know, this would resonate for you around March, just get the main idea, which is to for you to innovate and do things in a more creative way. The old way is not going to work anymore as it has in the past. And this is one of those moments when even if something is not broken, you have to touch it. You have to fix it. Quote unquote, fix it. All right? Now, the outcome here is the Ten of Swords. Normally, people would not like to see that, but it's a very good outcome when you think about it. The Ten of Swords is just, it's an ultimate resolution to something that's been bothering you for the longest time, right? Whenever I see the Ten of Swords, the only thing really that I feel most of the time is relief, like sheer, utter relief that, oh my God, it's done. Thank God, you know? Phew, I don't have to deal with it anymore. Like that sort of feeling. So, you know, whatever this is, if something has been hurting you, maybe for some of you, your back is hurting or something here is being resolved or there's an ultimate thing happening here. It's like something is being sealed, something is being finalized, something is, yeah, being like officially declared is what I'm getting. Depending on your situation, but that's what I'm getting. Like something is officially being declared. It's like, you know, the expression is stick a fork in it because it's done, you know. Like something is being certified, something is being verified, something like of that sort, that it's done, okay? And the good thing about this is that if you were in denial in the past, now you can relieve yourself of that feeling. You can actually release yourself from that situation and accept that, you know what, now I can finally have some sort of, not conviction, but understanding, and like you make peace with the fact that it's done, okay? This could be a relationship, this could be a business that tanked, or a job loss or some other, but now you finally realize that, you know what, it wasn't really worth it in the first place. You know, I was just staying there for the longest time because I didn't want to put in any effort to look for a job elsewhere, or I never really liked doing this sort of job, it was never my passion or whatever. So whatever it is that ends, that has been causing you a lot of pain and trouble, or whatever it is, could even be a relationship, it's ending, but it's good. Because finally, you can begin something better. Because now you're no longer bound or tied to whatever this is. Okay? It feels like an escape. But it's a good escape because, first of all, you did not plan for it. Second of all, you know, it's a natural thing that happened. So none of it is prematurely done. None of it is forced. So if things happen regularly, normally, right, it's like it's in flow with how situations are unfolding or unraveling, it's good because you're not violating any law of nature or whatever. You're actually going in the flow of nature. So things are going to go your way, right? If you think about it, it's going to be smoother, whatever you're going to do next. Okay. It's not going to be as difficult because you are no longer swimming against the current. Because I feel like for the longest time, you've been swimming against the current. You're doing something that you don't really like. You are trying to please people that you don't really like, you know? And none of it actually is fulfilling to you. So now that it's final, that it's over, you know, then you can move on to something better, to something new. So, it, you know, in the end, it's win-win. It's a win for you. It's a win for the other party, if there's another party involved here, because then the both of you don't have to put up with each other anymore. And you can both move on from it, right? There's no need for you to prolong your suffering or misery or whatever, right? So anyway, that is your March, first half of March, from the 1st to the 16th March 2020. Taurus, I hope that you picked up something in there. I hope, however it resonates with you, you do what's best for you, for your highest good. And I wish you the very best for March. And I look forward to doing your reading again next time. Okay, take care of yourself. And don't forget to like and subscribe, okay? Thank you. Bye. Oh, I love you. I almost forgot to say that.